Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/pro revenge, where you guys come to hear stories about people getting what they deserve. Guys, I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday today. If it's not Wednesday, I hope you're having a lovely day today in general, and it's about to get better. Guys, you know the drill. This episode has three revenge stories. The first, OP gets revenge on his stepdad, who tricked him into giving him his working laptop by pretending it was broken. What a piece of crap move. The second story, OP's dad basically destroys his employer because he's fired for refusing to hand over his own designs. And we'll finish up with a darker story on how a mother gets revenge on her despicable husband who mistreats her and her daughter. Beware of Mama Bear. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future tales of revenge. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Trick Me Out of My Laptop, You'll Give Me Your Car. 13 years ago, I was in my late teens, living on my own and really struggling to live financially. One of the few possessions I had was an old laptop. My laptop had stopped working properly, and while I'm fairly proficient in using a computer, I had no idea about fixing them. I did a bit of searching on the internet, but couldn't get it working, so I asked my stepdad to take a look. He has a quick look and says it's toast, but he'll take it off my hands if I don't want it, so I said sure. If it's broken, then it's no good to me. 10 minutes later, I walk into the room, and he's using it. I asked if he fixed it, and he says, yeah, thanks for the laptop. I was obviously pissed. My mom says she wasn't getting involved, and his only response was that he did a quick internet search to find the fix, and that I could have done the same. I was broke, and he took one of my only possessions, even though he had a PC and a laptop of his own. A few months later, I was visiting my mom and stepdad when I had an idea. While I'm useless with computers, I'm very experienced with mechanics, specifically Audis, and my stepdad had a 2001 Audi A3. Before coming in the house, I went under his car and unplugged the oil level sensor and vac line for the turbo. Later on that day, he went to go to the shop or something. When he started the car, it threw up oil warning lights on the dash and wouldn't boost, so he turned it off and had a look of concern on his face. I went out to ask him what's up, and he said that something had gone majorly wrong. He says something along the lines of catastrophic turbo failure or engine failure. He's already spent quite a bit on repairs and didn't want to spend any more money on it, so he spoke to my mom about just cutting the losses and scrapping it. I asked how much it's worth at the scrapyard, and he says $100. So I ever so graciously offered $120 to take it off his hands, to maybe part it out, which he accepts. He signed over the title and wrote me a receipt of purchase, and handed the keys over. I walked outside, lifted up the hood, pretended to look at my phone for a minute, then went under the car and plugged the vac line and the oil sensor back in, fired it straight up, and drove it around the block. When I got back, I gave him the thumbs up and said it's all fine now. His mouth was wide open, and he was mega pissed. And my reply was, you could have found the solution with a quick internet search. He tried arguing that it wasn't fair, and if it's working, I can't just take his car. I said he didn't have a problem tricking me out of my laptop, and that he's already signed the car over to me, so tough luck. My mom kind of laughed and said she's not getting involved, and that it's his own fault. I still have the car to this day, and it's practically in showroom condition and runs really sweet. Oh my goodness, what a great revenge. Guys, OP also posted a picture of his shiny new car. Okay, so for everybody out there that knows anything about cars, I have a question for you. Can you really go underneath someone's car and unplug the oil level sensor? It seems like that's something they'd have hidden under the hood, right? To prevent strangers and anybody from tampering. I have no clue about this, so I'd really, really love to know if this was possible on a 2003 Audi A3. Please leave your comments below. This next story is titled, Don't Fire the Guy Who Holds the Patents. So some context. My father had a degree in mechanical engineering, either a master's or a doctorate. It had taken him some years to get, and he was very proud of that. Thanks to his training, he had found his way working for many well-known companies, working primarily with procedures used to make various things. Over time, he privately began working on an idea that would revolutionize how school and gym lockers worked. See, my father realized that there was a problem with the regular type of metal lockers. Namely, it was very easy for a person to break into them. What's more, as the lockers were designed, there were multiple exposed moving parts, which meant that if a student put too many books in one, or really anything got against the door, the locker could be jammed shut, making it near impossible to open. So for several years, Dad toyed with a number of ideas, before hitting on a new design which would solve all of these problems. The inner workings of the locker's locking mechanism would be contained within the door in such a way that 1. It was impossible for someone to shim or break into, 2. The entire mechanism would be enclosed, and 3. It was relatively maintenance-free. Now, at this point, my father was the vice president of manufacturing, and apparently, there wasn't a clause in his contract that said if he designed anything while working for the company, he had to turn that over to them for profit. Dad still approached the company, offering them the design, but they weren't interested. Dad sat on the design for a while before eventually taking out several patents on them and then forgetting about them. About 6 months after his first attempt at getting the company interested, the parent company's owner and chairman of the board passed away, and the board opted to sell off some of the holdings. The company my dad worked for was a part of that. The new owners were young guys who seemed to think that they knew everything, and they set about changing 99% of the way things were being done. At some point, they stumbled across the plans that my father designed. Now that's where things turned curious. They really wanted to start producing this new design, but as they didn't have all the plans and processes laid out for them, they had to turn to my father for answers. Rather than asking him how to do it, or licensing the patents, they ordered him to turn over all of his work, or else they would fire him. Dad stood his ground and refused. The new owners and my father went back and forth, arguing over details for several weeks before finally the new owners fired my father for insubordination. So, on to the revenge. After cleaning out his office and packing things into the trunk of his car, my father headed home and made a few phone calls. He must have gone through 8 or 9 different calls before he got in touch with someone who was interested in what he had to say. See, my dad was under no illusions that the company that had fired him wasn't going to just make those patented lockers on their own.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He also knew that though the company itself was relatively small, the owners had money, and there was no way he could fight them. However, a large company could, so he contacted the major competitors and made them an offer. He eventually set up a meeting with some people, wheeled out the prototype he made, explained how everything worked, and noted that with the system, the company could revolutionize the way the lockers were both designed and improve both safety and security. What's more, as he was the only patent holder for the next 7 years or so, that the company could be the only company to produce them. The competitor jumped at the chance and bought all the patents for both the design and the process. They even paid my dad a substantial consultancy fee to go out to their manufacturing site and teach their crews how to make everything needed to produce them. Less than 6 months after the first company had fired him, their number one competitor was completely destroying them in the market with this new design, and there wasn't a damn thing the first company could do about it. They did try suing my father, claiming he'd stolen their intellectual property, but that case quickly evaporated when they had to admit under oath that they'd never actually signed a contract with him. In the 7 years from when the second company bought the locker design and process patents, they pretty handily moved into the markets that they previously had not been able to. The first company kept going on, but by the time the patent had finally expired, they were a shadow of their former selves. The new owners sold the company at a loss, with the competitor buying it, only to shut that production facility down due to redundancy. It maybe put 200 people out of work, though given how they'd lost so much business, I'd wager it was far less than that. This last story is titled, Best College Speaker Ever. When finishing up my degree in criminal justice, we had to learn about how the justice system works and how sometimes it doesn't. For about 2 weeks, we studied a case from the early 90s of a woman that had killed her husband. Because the case is public record and a very interesting read, you guys should look up Betty Friedberg 1993. The setting was small town Iowa, and the husband was the town drunk. Everyone in the town knew him for a drunk, a brawler, a womanizer, and overall just a bad person. His wife was the stay-at-home mom, as she wasn't allowed to work or leave the house aside from getting groceries. He would go home, beat her, and violate her, and the cycle would go on, and the whole town knew. Neighbors were a quarter miles down the road, but would still call the police when they heard noises. It was well documented, and because he was never a threat to their daughter, the police did nothing aside from taking him to jail like a revolving door. Each time he got out, he'd beat her up again. Their daughter was away at college, but came home for Thanksgiving. While the father was at work, the daughter told the mother that the father had violated her and that she had even had an abortion because of it. This was the breaking point for the mother. She got her revenge 100-fold when the daughter went back to school after the holidays. The husband came home, and she used his own gun, which was on the kitchen table, and shot him dead. The table is important because it was a big farm table used for chopping deer and other livestock. Doing the butchering was her job, and she was good at it. If I could find the case report, it has pictures of the table and the clear marks of chopping. She chopped up her husband and scattered his body over the neighboring farms, fed what she could to her livestock, and cleaned up. Months went by, and winter came and left. Police investigating this disappearance even questioned her while sitting at the table drinking coffee. She explained the marks on the table by explaining that she butchered her own meat and showed the officers her deep freeze. The investigation went on for months until finally a neighbor's dog brought back a body part. They identified it as belonging to him, and she was arrested on the spot. She pled not guilty and refused any offers. It went to trial, and 12 of her peers judged her not guilty due to extenuating circumstances. She confessed to the crime, explained why she did it and how, and that she had no real choice because no one was going to help her. She was let go entirely for the murder charge. The next week, we had Betty as a speaker to the class to discuss the case, and she was awesome. At the time, she ironically sold dismemberment insurance for Aflac. Betty, if you ever read this, know that you're seen as a figurehead for battered women, and you pulled off the best revenge I've ever been able to study. I had no idea that dismemberment insurance is actually a thing. Guys, I'm not going to say I'm happy with what Betty did, because I don't want to condone murdering someone, but I'm smiling at the thought of her revenge on that piece of crap scumbag. Mama Bear for the win. Don't mess with her kin. Guys, I did not intend to rhyme that, I promise. And that wraps up another episode of r/pro revenge. If you guys missed the last episode of r/pro revenge, it's an insane one. OP's friend fakes a terminal illness to use her to pay for her dream wedding. If you guys missed it, go check it out. And I'll see you lovely people in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.